This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, good vibes and variety. Winterland tickets, how about it? Alice and Winterland tickets are going fast. You better get them while they last.
Hurry.
Or you could win some right now. Take the word gift, G-I-F-T, to RadioAlice.com. You enter word gift in at RadioAlice.com, and you're in the running for a pair of tickets for Alice in Winterland and an overnight stay at the Fairmont San Francisco the same night of the show.
That's walking a nice right place.
Oh, my God.
You're going to like it.
And it's right across from the Masonic. It makes it so easy. Alice in Winterland, starring Alex Warren and Rob Thomas, December 4th at the Masonic. This hour's code word is GIFT. And Mason's got you at 12:05. Jane's got you at 5:05. Lots of chances to win. It's a big deal. Taylor Swift is getting married. I don't know if you guys know about this, but she is looking for fun and memorable lead-ups to the wedding. Not just the wedding itself. She wants to have lots of fun, go on girl trips, take the squad out.
Okay.
And she's begun inviting people to be her bridesmaids.
Super cool to imagine finding yourself in a position to do anything you want.
Mm-hmm.
Anything.
Literally anything you want.
I really wonder. I think there would be people who say, we don't need all that. Like, we can afford it, yes, but we don't need all that. But I could see why she would say, no, we're going to do weekends away leading up.
Right.
We're going to have a legit bachelorette party.
Mm-hmm.
She's been waiting for this. She's been
for 35 years, right?
For a long time. God.
And I'm always shocked at how cool women are in support of their person when it's like a bachelorette party and everyone to a person wears the t-shirt that says, you know, a bride squad or whatever thing that's been put, the hat and the shirt. They're all wearing them.
And usually one of them put it all together.
And not one of them goes, I'm not wearing that. You can forget it. Like, what?
You are so not game.
I'm not saying that's me. I'm just surprised that's not none of them.
Mm.
What?
I don't know.
But, you know, that is, it's a lot.
So she first invited, it looks like she invited Selena Gomez last month.
Okay. Oh, there's.
And she's taking everybody out for dinner and inviting
a little
them.
At a time.
A little at a
One
time.
One at a time. Okay.
So, and then she went out to dinner with Gigi Hadid. They dined at Manhattan Hot Spot Zero Bond last week. And now listen, these are just her going out with friends and everyone is saying she went out with her, she's in the wedding party. So what? I don't know that any of this has been confirmed.
There's no rumor that these are the dates leading, like she's asking at that point.
There's a rumor that she's asking.
Oh, okay.
There's just no I don't really have confirmation on this.
Oh, all right.
So they're saying, let's see, because they're also saying she went out with Sabrina Carpenter. But I don't know how well those two know each other. She rolls with a pretty big squad, and I would think that some of them have been around a lot longer than Sabrina Carpenter.
That's true, but Sabrina did open for her on the European leg of the Eras Tour, and she's on the new album.
It's funny watching them walk into the, I have a shot of them walking into the restaurant, and it looks like, you know, a mom with her little girl. Like, one of them is 5'11", the other one is 5'0".
Also, it looks like Sabrina's wearing a wig. I'm like, is she even wearing a wig out on her own time, not just on stage?
Well, she got a look.
Can you imagine being in a bald cap all day, every day?
It doesn't seem fun.
But I also know that people wear those because they're easier. That's why they do it in movies, because they can just get the look without effort every time.
Mm-hmm.
It looks just like it's supposed to look.
Yep.
And I didn't have to sit there.
There they are, walking in.
Combing my hair out.
Not only is Taylor 6 feet tall already, she's in huge heels.
Her outfit is no bueno.
Oh, yeah, like that? I actually thought that skirt is great.
I love the skirt. I don't love it. I don't know if it's a dress.
Those are stripper heels.
But I don't like the shoes, and I don't like the tights.
Mm. Oh. You got to see the skirt dead on. It's like, it's all different.
The
pieces.
Skirt is very cool.
It's a very cute skirt. It's a short thing. And from the side that we're looking at, it just sort of looks like maybe a linen or something. But then from the front, it's like got this one pleated section and there's all these different materials. Yes, Vinny, your
hand is up. Has anyone said no to her?
Well, we don't even know if anyone said yes to her. To be honest with you, I'm looking at page six.
I'd say no.
Oh, stop it. You'd say yes. If Taylor Swift asked you to be a bridesmaid, you'd be like, as long as you get a dress that fits me.
Let's not get into this again, you and your BS.
I know. God, you hate weddings.
I don't hate weddings. But I don't you think you'd rather just go to the wedding and not be in the party?
I would personally prefer that.
Okay, so then you're with me.
But if a good friend of mine asked me, I would say, yes, I'll do it.
I'd do anything for Taylor, so...
So a source says that Gigi Hadid was thrilled and wasn't expecting to be asked, although she accepted. Selena, let's see, looks like she, it doesn't say exactly when she asked her, I'm just seeing last month, but she was asked to join the bridal party and she, I'm sure, was thrilled and excited too. Taylor wants to start the wedding process this way, building a bridesmaid group and letting everyone involved, getting everyone involved in the preparations, celebrations, and planning. And Selena did just get married. So she probably has some, I wish I'd done this. I'm so glad I did this. You should use my wedding planner. It was $5 million, totally worth it. She wants it to be fun and memorable for everyone with parties, trips, and time spent together leading up to the big day.
I actually do believe that that's exactly what she's doing. She's taking everyone out to dinner individually, making it a moment, purposely letting us talk about it. She is treating her wedding with the utmost care and... As the capitalist queen that she is, and I'm here for it. Every detail. Let's go. It's Taylor's wedding season, baby.
Did you let's go?
Let's go!
Oh, my.
It does look like Sabrina Carpenter has a wig on. It's a lot of hair.
She 100% has a wig on. Yeah.
So fans are speculating that Swift asked her to be part of the bridal party during their dinner. The two of them went to dinner, and it happened last Friday. I don't know. Maybe it's that she... didn't jump up and sit in Taylor's lap and hug her and say, of course, of course. That's what I'm assuming happened with the other girls. And so it was more obvious. Maybe she was like, I don't know. I'm so busy. They're also speculating that it's going to go down at Taylor's, I think it's like a $17 million place in Rhode Island.
I don't know how it could possibly go down there because... like they'll be able to get people will be able to fly drones and get footage of everything.
And it's not even all that far from the other houses. It's just a bunch of houses on the bluff right there.
Right.
All big old mansions and everything. Maybe they can just blip. But you're right. It's a close approach from the beach. The beach, I'm sure.
It's public, yeah. Right.
They can't say you can't walk here. It does seem silly to me. I feel like it's going to be a secret location. She'll let people speculate as much as they want to, but then in the end, it'll be someplace more private. So it looks like we're starting to see the wedding party shape up. If I were her, I'd invite every girl I know. Because why not? You can pay for the whole thing. I'll fly you there private. No problem. Congratulations to her on 5 weeks at number one with the fate of Ophelia. Golden is number two. Ordinary, Alex Warren, that's number three. See you at Winterland. Watch that performed live. Can't wait. Opalite is number four. That's another Taylor Swift. There's Olivia Dean, Man I Need. Daisies, Justin Bieber's at number six. And then at down at number 10, Thriller by Michael Jackson.
Wow. Oh, because of Halloween.
Yeah. And he has now become the first artist with a top 10 hit in six decades. He's the only person to have done it in six. So that gets the 70s, 80s, 90s, aughts, teens, and now in the 2020s.
Wow, that's cool.
I know. It hit the top 10 and that that did it.
Well, you know who's coming just around the corner? Mariah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did she already do that video where she says, it's time?
Probably not.
I haven't seen it yet. Yeah.
Well, not exactly.
It is time, though. My tree's up. Ready to go. Let's do it.
We listened to Christmas carols yesterday. It wasn't Sunday because yesterday was Tuesday.
It felt like a Sunday.
Feels weird. Mm-hmm. Why? Because we were in the spirit. We loved it. It was great. We put it on. The kids actually asked, but then as soon as it came on, it was like, oh, man, it's on.
All I want for Christmas.
I didn't hear that one, but Nat King Cole, is that one of them?
Yeah.
There's a few others. I was like, right. Oh, this is great.
I always ask for like the classic Christmas carols. Mm-hmm. I don't want, you can keep your, who's that guy I hate? Bublé.
Oh, I like Bublé.
Yeah, I don't like, I just don't want to hear. If I hear something about him, skip.
That guy's butter.
I'm excited to hear if Diane Keaton's makes it into the rotation this year.
Oh, hers is a really, weirdly, it came out when, rest in peace, Diane Keaton, she passed last month. It came out that she had just recorded a Christmas song about going through your first Christmas after the loss of, like, I don't know, a spouse or partner or something. It was like a tearjerker. It probably will make it in. Oh, you have it right there.
But were their hearts this frozen?
Nah, I can't say I'm into this.
I would not, no. I want Dominic the Christmas Donkey.
Yeah, give me that.
I'll take that all day.
Never need to hear that.
I'm a grandma got ran over by a reindeer kind
of gal. I'll take all of those.
He's local.
This isn't great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he came on the show once.
Years ago. What was it? What's his name?
Who?
You're not going to be able local. To remember.
Elmo? Elmo and Patsy is the artist, yeah.
Grandma got ran over by a reindeer coming home from our house Christmas Eve. This is fun. I don't have a lot of time to spend on this, but it's interesting. And it's happening at a place called the King of Prussia Mall.
I know that place.
Me too. I used to live right next to the King
and
of Prussia
Mall. And I went to I think we did an appearance at like DRE. That was where we worked together.
And we worked in Philly. We first got together in Philadelphia. I lived in Wayne, Pennsylvania, and I would go over to the King of Prussia Mall was so big, you couldn't even walk it. Like, I knew where the stores I needed to go to were in it, and I knew where in the parking lot to get to, but it's enormous. It's like 25 football fields. It's crazy how big that place is.
I couldn't, if you paid me, if you put money on the line, I don't know my address when I lived there.
Oh.
And I don't think I could find it. If you said, I'm going to give you $1 million, go find the house you were renting when you lived in Philly.
Oh.
I don't think I'd be able to find it.
Really?
Well, I don't know how. I moved in.
6 months, maybe?
Not even six, because I was living in the old folks' home for the first month.
Oh, that's right.
Which is another story.
The old folks' home right next door to the radio station, where he managed to get into an accident the first day driving from ARC parking lot to his parking lot.
I didn't realize. Anyway, there was a low thing protecting something, and I couldn't see it in my rearview mirror, and I smashed my car. Like one of those low poles.
It's literally next door. He could have just walked over to the building, which was right there. You could see it from his window.
Driving to work. That's what you do.
Dang low
pole. Now I'm totally out of time. Next time I bring this up, I'll tell you the story about the King of Prussia Mall in Philadelphia.
Oh, wait a minute. You can tell us.
We don't have time. No, what's coming up?
Oh.
That was fun, though. That was a fun talk.
I feel ripped
Good
off.
Talk. Good combo.
Porch Pirates and more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Ba-ba-ba-bum-ba-bum. Bam-bam. Alice, 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy hump day. Listen live, win contest, and get our show's full podcast. It's all happening at RadioAlice.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Bad Advice.
Oh, we give that.
Bad Advice is back, and we want your problems. Email them to badadvice973@gmail.com. That's badadvice973@gmail.com and listen on Friday at 7 to see if we solve your problem.
We can do it.
We're batting 1,000 so far.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Between the four of us, woo, we got this.
Right. I wanted to start with this one about we're starting to, you know, get into the holiday stuff.
Yeah.
As
sure
you well
are.
Know.
Sure.
And Maddie's got his tree up and all.
Yeah.
As people start to, and we're all on budgets, and we've all got to figure out how to fit the
Make
gift
it all
buying
happen.
Within the, okay, I can get a little here and a little there, rather than I'll just put it all in the card and deal with it in January. So I'm here to help you.
Oh.
With your gift buying.
Great.
These are off-limit gifts.
Oh, the magic of
Hark!
Christmas. The herald angels sing.
Oh!
It's that time, baby.
It is. Off-limit gifts. These are don't buys.
Oh, okay. Don't do this.
Don't buy anyone weight loss or fitness products.
Oh.
Don't buy hygiene items.
Like a box of tampons is no good?
Or, I don't know, what other kind of things you might...
I always put like deodorant, moisturizer, a pair of nail clippers in my kids' stockings.
How many nail clippers have they collected over the years then?
They lose them.
They do?
They're always asking to borrow mine, and I don't like that.
Ah.
And here's a tweezer too.
The tweezers disappear in my house for sure.
Mm. Yeah.
But
this year we're doing a fun delivered for our stocking.
You are?
Yep.
All right. Boy,
I
of all the
it.
Stories, that's become, that is your go-to.
It's so fun. Okay. We just did it this past week. We celebrated my birthday and this guy, Mike's birthday that I know together.
Oh, you're any minute now, by the way.
I'm next week, a week from today.
All right. Gag gifts or prank items are, don't do that.
Why not?
Because it's Christmas and this is a time to buy people real gifts. Intimate clothing. Or household items and cleaning supplies. All on the off limit. Don't buy that. Now, I don't know if that's true for everyone. But
I
if you don't
kitchen
know.
Kitchen stuff or
now
a
you
nice
know.
New vacuum cleaner.
I love getting kitchen stuff for Christmas.
Oh,
yeah. No, you don't.
Yeah.
Here's a spatula and a wooden spoon. Done with you.
Yeah. I think every other Christmas or so, I get a new knife. Like, I like.
Oh,
knives.
Yeah, Riley got us knives one year.
Well, you got to break down an entire deer. I mean, I think that makes more sense for you than
probably
most of us.
Probably a bunch of specialty knives, you know.
Yeah.
Yes, Japanese steel, baby.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, that's a lot.
Knives can be really expensive,
can you break
too.
Down an entire deer by yourself?
I could, yeah.
You could.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
I don't. I usually just take it to the butcher.
Right.
Because gross.
But if I had to, if we were all stranded in the woods and I...
You're the guy we need to have around.
I would be the guy to be
a little. Do you think when you watch the show Survivor, do you think, I'd kill in that show. Like, I'd absolutely
kill that chicken.
Be the winner of that.
I would do well with some of the survival stuff for sure. But the games, I think I would just not do good at. Not good with puzzles. So, but yeah, the survival stuff, yeah. I mean, they get people in there they've never been anywhere but in the city. They don't know how to handle themselves in the woods.
Let me ask you a question. I'm asking you now.
I'm ready.
I don't know the rules of Survivor, but don't you think you'd try to bring some kind of a magnifying glass or like, I know people with
glasses.
I've
thought that a million times.
Maybe there's not enough power in those lenses to get a little, but if you're there all day and the sun's out, why wouldn't you try?
Right.
Just give me some crumbs and let me see if I can get a fire going with my glasses.
I've thought that a million times, yeah.
Or I'd put a necklace on that has a little, you know, thingy in there.
I'm sure they wouldn't let you do it.
Well,
if I mean, they can't make me not wear my glasses, yeah. And they just happen to be bifocals. Or...
Anyway, you could light a fire without anything, yeah?
No, I mean, I learned how to, yeah. But I mean, it's been years, okay. So I doubt I could do it.
It looks exhausting when they try and do it without Flint. Even with Flint, it looks
exhausting. The bow is it is tedious, and it really, really hurts your arm to do that.
Oh.
Boy, that.
Mm. What?
Nothing. It was just the motion was interesting.
We've had enough of that.
Have we?
Yes.
Is it ever enough, though?
Never
really?
Enough.
Oh.
I like when she breaks into song. She's got a certain way of...
Very dramatic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she doesn't go over the volumes.
No,
kind of
right.
stays in her throat. As opposed to just full on...
Yeah. Puts on her singing voice. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Police chief claims, I was trying to get girls off the street when he was caught in a prostitution sting.
Oh, sure.
This story out of Cheshire.
Oh, in England?
No, this is in New England.
Cheshire? What?
No, let me see where this guy is. I think it's Massachusetts.
There's Cheshire, Pennsylvania, I know.
I don't know Cheshire, Massachusetts.
A police chief of Cheshire appeared for arraignment in North Adams on Monday on a charge. Do you know this?
Well, I know where North Adams is.
Where's that?
Pretty far west in Massachusetts.
It is in Massachusetts. I know it.
Yeah. Pretty far west. I mean, isn't it the tiniest little state?
It's not as big as California. That is true.
But the east people from Massachusetts and the west people from Massachusetts.
Totally different people.
Totally different people.
Yeah.
They caught him making a deal with someone online and then meeting them in a parking lot. It turned out he was meeting an undercover police and was caught in a sting. Michael Alabozic.
I don't know, Michael.
Okay.
I don't know.
53
I know
of
most
Adams.
People.
He's been placed on paid administrative leave.
He's just trying to help those girls get off the street. I don't know how big the prostitution is in North Adams. But, I mean, obviously it's a problem.
Prior to meeting, the police chief communicated his intentions to be a customer for relations and agreed to pay. They came down to a deal. I want this for this, how much for that. And so the deal was made and he's been caught in a sting. He believes he's going to be able to fudge his way out of it with, I was just trying to help. Get that lady off
the
street.
She looks so hungry. I thought I'd first, you know, we'd do a little business and then I'd offer her some help.
The audacity.
He's going to plead not guilty and say that he wasn't doing what they say he was doing. He had been communicating online with an undercover state police detective and arranged for a meetup at 9:45 p.m. at the Hoosac Valley Middle and High School.
Oh,
Hoosac Valley.
At the school?
Mm-hmm.
That's extra illegal, right?
Prostitution on school grounds?
I don't know. I mean, it all seems like when you're the police chief, you're supposed to know way better.
Yeah.
Not kind of better or all the way better.
It feels like you might even recognize the not a hooker lady that you're negotiating with. I guess every cop doesn't know every cop, though.
He says, I meet with these young ladies, I talk with them, and I attempt to set them straight. So maybe he'll bring those ladies that he's, you know, talked to and set straight. He'll bring them in to on his defense. We'll find out.
They'll be like, he would transact with me and then nothing would happen. Then he'd save me and bring me to a shelter for poor ladies of the night.
Okay, dude. 800-400-3697 is our phone number and also our text line where you can, you know, comment or contribute. We want it all. Maddie's on the show.
One for me from the 707. Maddie, I was on Instagram and saw a picture of your tree. Looks fantastic. Thank you.
Does look good, buddy.
All of our Instagrams are to Alice973 if you want to go check them out. Let's see here. I just tried to order Fun Delivered. They're out of stock. How do you get in on that?
Every Friday.
Set an alarm for 9 a.m. on Friday. That's when they do the restock. You can usually pre-order, though, and they'll send you one as soon as it's ready.
Oh.
I've done that before.
You really? How many times would you say you've ordered through? Would you say 20 times?
No, but between 10 and 20.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of times. I like to have one on standby. And then if something happens, I'm like,
I got a box of crap over here.
Sometimes it's good stuff.
See what happens.
Hasn't been lately, though. We did get that one designer skirt that the lady wore out the next
day. Oh, well, we got a Miu Miu purse that continues
We
didn't?
You don't know.
Yes, I do. I looked at it with my eyes.
Looked great to me. $3,000 purse.
Yeah,
you everybody pass the eye test. Huh?
Everybody always asked me about it. So whatever happened with that, I'm like, I don't know. She just didn't.
I still have it in my closet.
You should take it somewhere.
Give it to somebody for Christmas. That's a good white elephant gift.
Like a trash can.
Oh, it's a good white elephant. That.
It's so ugly.
It is ugly.
I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy.
Yeah, no one wants to carry that bright red bag.
707, dude. My kid's stockings are filled with travel size soaps and shampoo.
Yeah.
Another one from the 707. Nice kitchen towels are a great gift.
Well, I think if you know the person can use the things, that's one thing. But if you're buying for someone, you don't want to. Like, I'll give you an example. I like to buy things for Christina that she would never buy herself.
Mm-hmm.
Like frivolous, expensive. And she'll open it and be like, oh my God, we have to return this. But in the end, she wants it. She just doesn't want to seem like, I can't have $1,000 heels. Come on.
Yeah, you can, baby.
You can. I bought them for you. They're for you. They're yours. You put them on whenever you want. Wear them whenever.
You're a good husband.
Yeah. Oh.
You are.
You just like see her in those.
That's not necessarily true, but I it's up for debate, though. I have high points and low points.
We all do that.
Yeah.
Nobody's perfect. All right, it's time to play a game. We're going to go for how old is that guy? And Bob comes into this with a point already. I can't remember what she got it for, but I remember it being very dramatic and well-deserved.
Sure,
yeah.
You don't remember either?
No.
Are you sure she's coming?
Positive.
I don't think she is.
I don't remember. There was one point given today. It was mine, and I took it back because I was wrong.
Oh, no. He tried to trade with you. There was a thing that happened. I can't remember what happened, but I don't like this. Text us if you remember how Bob got a point today.
I don't care for this. This game's already.
No, she got a point. It's written down right here.
It's collusion.
Today's date. How old is Neil Young? How old's that guy? Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, solo.
I love Neil Young. Neil Young. But
you're first.
Okay, great.
How old's that guy?
82.
82. What do you think, Maddie?
81.
83.
Oh, you should have gone down. Maddie gets the point for that. He is 80 years old today.
Ah!
80 years old. How old's Anne Hathaway? Maddie.
I'm going to say 41.
41.
39.
40.
She is 43.
Oh,
and that's a point for Maddie. How old is Tanya Harding? This is you, Bob. She's the chick who got her knee.
I know who
she smashed.
Is. Margot Robbie.
Yeah. Margot Robbie played her. That's exactly
if you haven't seen
right.
I, Tanya, that's a great film.
It is a really good film.
It is a good one. Nancy Kerrigan got it in the knee.
What year was that in the 90s?
Why?
I'm not going to answer any questions.
Why?
I don't know. 62.
62, says Bob. What do you think, Vinny?
Did you say 62?
Yep. That's what she said.
Well, it was in the 90s, right? So that's like
100 years
ago.
Years ago.
So
I'm
going to
say
30 then.
I'm going to say 52.
52.
That's probably a better
guess.
That's
what I was going to say. I'll go 53.
She is 55. That is a point for Maddie, who now has 3 points. He's gotten every single one of these.
Why don't you just get on my back and let me carry you to the win?
Thanks, bud.
How old is...
Appreciate you.
Ryan Gosling, Vinny. How old's Ryan Gosling? He's just Ken. And Noah from The Notebook. And taught us all about jazz in La La Land.
That guy.
I love La La Land.
And he's going to be the star of, I think, next year's biggest hit.
Project Hail Mary.
Yeah.
I'm going to say he is 48.
48.
Whoa.
What do you think, Maddie?
I'll say 45.
45.
44.
44. He's exactly 45 years
old. Dang it.
Nobody can beat Maddie at this one. By a score of 5 to the 1 point she came in with to 0. Maddie decisively won that game.
In your faces.
Maddie, he's on the show. Yes, Maddie. He's on the show. Yes, Maddie.
Goodbye. Keep it here on Alice all day. Mason and Jane each have more tickets to Winterland and that stay at the Fairmont night of the show. Have a great hump day, and we'll see you back here on Thursday.
Thanks.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.